This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Who doesn't love finding personal notes or a birthday card in the slush pile of daily mail? It is quaint and comforting and a little old-fashioned to receive a physical greeting in your mailbox instead of a text or Facebook post or graphic in your inbox. Would it still feel the same if you found out that note was outsourced to a company and addressed by a robot? June Thomas is a Slate cultural critic and editor of Slate's LGBTQ section, who investigated Postable, a snail mail service. June, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So you launched this investigation after receiving a very nice, very thoughtful, physical birthday card from someone you barely knew. What was wrong with that?
So it was my birthday recently, and I received 7 cards in the mail, which didn't seem like very many, but I also got greetings, you know, by those other methods that you just mentioned. So the cards that I got were mostly from very old friends, people I'd gone to school with, my mom, just people from other decades, from other centuries. And there was only one card from someone who I met more recently. And our contact, our physical in-person contact, was very brief. I'd met him basically as I was leaving a party a couple of years ago. And I couldn't remember how he got my name, my address, or, you know, it just seemed so strange and it really stuck out. And of all the cards, you know, I kind of expected to get a card from my mom. I expected to hear from these old friends who I no longer live in the same city as, but there was something odd about his. And so it kind of made me study it. And it was a really nice looking card. It was the kind of card that looks like the cards that I send. But then as I stared more and more at it, the writing seemed a little sort of suspicious. It was a script. It was a cursive script. But it kind of was like the cursive script that comes on those letters that are actually fundraising appeals from politicians.
And public radio stations.
For example. And so I thought, really, where did he get my physical address? Because, again, that's something that only your closest friends have. So I looked on the back of the card, and there was indeed a URL, which, again, isn't that strange. Most things have URLs on them these days, even, you know, some of the goods around our kitchens and so on. But I went to the website, and I noticed that, yes, it is indeed a service that will send cards for you. You put in your friends' addresses and birthdays, and it's not exactly automatic. You get a chance to write the sentiments if you like, and you can sort of think, you know, that guy hasn't been very nice to me this year. I'm not going to send him one this year. Maybe next year he'll be back on my list. So it's kind of automated, but only after you've thought to, you know, send them a card. So only after you've thought, I really like that person, I'm going to put them on my list.
So this service is called Postable. Does it copy someone's handwriting and write in their handwriting?
It's not exactly that. It offers a whole bunch of different styles of cursive handwriting. And so you can choose from various fonts. They are actually fonts, but they look like cursive handwriting. Or you can choose a more conventional typewriter type font, or the sort of thing we might use in a word processing program, where, of course, you have lots of different choices, but you know, it's basically something that a designer put together. One font that I really loved was one that was almost in a sort of child script, you know, with the S backwards. I was really tempted to send something to my mom. Hello, mom. How are you? I've reverted.
So they offer birthday cards written as if they came from your children with backwards S's?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So that's a little weird. Did you see that movie Her by any chance?
You know, I didn't. And every time I've mentioned this service, because it became a little bit of an obsession.
Let me just clarify for people who may not have seen it. The character, Joaquin Phoenix, this is in some sort of indiscriminate but not too distant future. His work is writing letters for people, you know, typing on a typewriter, which comes out fonts, you know, love letters. They can be sort of personal correspondence. It's just a very, very funny thing that does seem kind of futuristic.
Exactly. Well, and so in Postable, you do write the verse yourself or the sentiment or the, you know, the little note. It's just that it comes up in a typewriter font, or it comes up in you know, whatever font you choose to use, including some cursive handwriting options. And I should also mention that the envelope uses the same font, which of course it would if you were sending a letter or a card that you'd handwritten. You wouldn't suddenly use a typewriter for the envelope. So that's appropriate. But again, it's almost like it's too good. It's too much like a real person has done it, as if you were trying to fool your friends.
But they, okay, so Postable yeah. gets the addresses, writes them on a card, gets the card, gets the stamp. I mean, how much of a relief is that? But somehow for you, this felt what? Cheapened, less charming, what?
Well, I really struggled because I have always, like many people, a to-do list. And it seems that about four or five entries on my list at all times are get card for, send card to. And so I hate that it takes me so long to send my cards out. You know, one of my oldest friends, her birthday was in July, and I still have this card here sitting on my desk that I just kind of haven't found either the right stamp or the right moment to kind of get in touch with whatever, you know, inspiration I'm going to have to write her a personalized note. And so at some point I thought, well, you know, I kind of like the card, so I'm going to send one to another old friend who'd sent me a card. And so I used the service and I really found it very, very convenient. It was very quick. It just, you know, the card will have a stamp on it. It went out a day after I wrote my little message to him. But I wish that I hadn't used a handwriting font because he's an old friend. And even though he only gets one card a year from me, I think he will know that that's not how I write. So that felt like I was trying to pull one over on him. And so I kind of wish that I'd used something more obviously, you know, that it came from a service, that a computer did this. There's nothing wrong with that. We print our letters from our printers all the time, and it's the sentiment, it's the thought that counts. It's the idea that you've thought of this person and there's something you want to say to them. So I felt like I was being maybe a little too hard on the service.
Dune, you're reminding me of recently I saw a friend of mine wrote a note and I realized that I'd never seen her handwriting before.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't know her handwriting. She was just writing something, you know, like her grocery list or something.
Right, right.
But so I think it's so interesting that, you know, you got this, hit you the wrong way, you tried the service, we're still not certain of it, but it seems like there's something else at play here. Is there a sort of confrontation with the way that, I don't know. What was going on for you? What prompted this? You know, are we limited in the way that we express ourselves? What was happening for you?
I think what really struck me about this experience was that card from Gabe, the person who sent me the card. Because yes, we've only met face to face one time very briefly, but we actually know each other relatively well in a very modern way. You know, he and I are both journalists who work in a similar beat. And we actually communicate with each other on Facebook. We just haven't met in person. We don't know each other's handwriting, but we kind of know each other. And it was really, it made me feel good about him that he thought to send me a card. I didn't mind after I did my little investigation, I didn't mind that he'd used an online service. That was just very thoughtful of him, and it cost him real money. You know, it wasn't just something that he'd done very casually. Somehow spending, even if it was like $3.50, that made a difference to me. It really is the thought that counts, but there's something very tangible. And it just is so unusual these days to get something in the mail, something physical, that it is special and nice. And it made me realize that if I have that response, then if I send cards to other people, whether I do it by writing it by hand myself or by using an online service, it's also a way of just telling people that you're thinking of them and that you care about them. And that's nothing but nice.
Well, June, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
June Thomas, Slate culture critic and editor of Slate's LGBTQ section. You can find a link to read her article about the etiquette of automated greeting cards at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.